The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. It's an underground revolution. The truthers are on the march. They're in force. I'm going to talk about the most recent Supreme Court decisions on my audio vlog. I can't do it on YouTube because what I'm getting ready. See, what I'm doing is I'm destroying your worldview. I'm destroying your whole worldview. Your whole reality is going to be destroyed. It can't happen overnight, but if you listen to enough audios, your whole worldview is going to be destroyed. Why am I doing that? Because it had to happen to me. It had to happen to everybody. In order to get the mind of God, the mind of Christ, your whole worldview has to be destroyed. God has to destroy your worldview. And if there's a vessel, a portal speaking the truth in down here in a system of lies, what's going to happen? There's going to be one or two or three or five or 10 or 20 that's going to have their worldview destroyed. And the reason I'm trying to destroy your whole worldview is to break you down back to source. If your whole worldview is destroyed, what happens? You have to start over. All your culture lies, all your bloodline lies, all your own lies, all the Jezebel lies, all the legalist lies, all the denomination lies, every lie out there is destroyed once you destroy your worldview. Now, if it happens too fast, you might jump off a bridge, because if you really see what you're in, if you really wake up to what you're really in, you wouldn't be able to handle it all. You couldn't handle it all. If you wake up all at once, you couldn't handle it all. So it has to be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, piecemeal. You have to be destroyed piecemeal. Your mind, your will, your emotions, you're probably going to have a nervous breakdown or feel like you are when you really start to wake up. When God shows you what you are, shows you your sin, shows you that you're bankrupt, shows you that the system is bankrupt. See, the government is governing your mind. Mental. If you wake up too fast, there is, you know, when you put a governor on a car or a motorcycle or whatever, it keeps it from going too fast, right? There has to be some government, because if you wake up too fast, it's going to be dangerous for you. Now, on the other hand, the government is governing the minds of the free people. They don't want you to be free, because once you get free, they have no more power. But I understand where it has to be a slow transition. I understand that. Because if you wake up, as soon as you wake up to really what you're in, you could go crazy. It has to be slow. You actually might go insane because it's so... You would be in your right mind, but you would be acting insane compared to everybody else around you. You'd be out in the middle of the street saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You'd be out on the highway, wake up. They'd lock you up. The highways and the byways, you would be out there on the streets with a sign, wake up. And you'd be yelling at everybody, wake up, you're asleep. Just like that movie, what was the name of it? And everybody thought he was crazy. You're asleep. They're among us. They're among us. Who are the reptilians that are among us? They're the narcissistic psychopaths. Anybody can be saved, but the ones who support the system of lies, the whole system's a house of cards, it's all lies. And so who supports it? The narcissistic copies of the devil, the minions of the devil, the copies of the devil, the goats. They all support the system, and they're all trying to indoctrinate you into their lies and their fake reality. the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So it's a whole system, and it's not just the media, it's not just the government, it's the whole thing, the school system, the medical system. The church system, the cults and the isms. Your cult is a culture. Your culture is a cult. Your cult. And the reason you need a cult for a season is to regulate the flesh. Because when you're in a cult under law, blue letter law, they give you a guilt trip when you start to do wrong, because your flesh is nothing but sin. So when you start to do wrong, your culture says, that's wrong. Act right. Do right. And everybody gets mad and everybody wants to take revenge on you. They're just as guilty, but they can't see themselves. So God, what the devil meant for evil, God turned around for good. So the culture will cut you. Your bloodline will cut you. Your denomination will cut you. The media will cut you. Society will cut you if you go outside the norm. If you try to rise above the norm, they'll try to pull you down. If you go below the norm, they'll step on you. But when you get born again and you get translated into the kingdom of light, out of the kingdom of darkness, what happens? They trial them things, but it don't matter, because you're not a part of it anymore. You're not a part. You're in a new kingdom. The cults and the isms and the denominations and the culture and the he said and the legalist and the Jezebel and the media and the news and the doctors and all that stuff, it's all under one umbrella of a works-based, be-good system. There's none good, no, not one, the Bible says. They'll try to use the Bible to justify themselves, but they'll take a verse out of context. There's going to be a verse right after that contradicts. I've watched them. I don't care if it's the Gnostics, the Wiccans, the Warlocks. I don't care if it's the legalists, the Jezebel, or it doesn't matter who it is. The tongue talkers. I'm slain in the spirit. I'm going to bark like a dog. I don't care who it is. They'll take a verse out of context and try to justify it, but the next verse, when you read the next verse, it shows them that they're liars. Why? Because they're trying to interpret the Bible according to the flesh. They don't have any spiritual unction. They don't have any unction from the Spirit, so they can't rightly divide the word of truth, because they have no unction from above. They can't function because they don't have an unction. So they function according to the spirit of the air, the spirit of the age. So I'm going to talk about the two Supreme Court things. The one in New York, the gun law that was reversed, and the Roe versus Wade that was reversed. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm going to put it on my audio on my site. I'm not going to talk about it on here, because they'll try to censor you. They'll try to shut you down. But they can't shut down my server, can they? They tried. They pulled a trick by throwing some IPs up there that weren't mine. And every time I tried to do a secure my site, it wouldn't let me, because the IP was reading GoDaddy's IP that they had thrown up there. So I had to call them and text them, say, remove those IPs. You're blocking my SSL security on my website. And so they removed it. So I did it on another one. They removed it. I did another one. They removed it. So these people, these agents of the devil are enmeshed in Google, in Facebook, in Twitter. These are agents of the dark side. And so it shocks them when you figure out how to get around them. Every time. This is why you should support independent channels. Because really, what are you supporting? If I'm getting 150 hits a day, now it's almost 200. If I'm getting a hit, 150 to 200 hits a day, and people are downloading those audios for free, and people, what am I doing? What are you doing? You're helping to restore the nation back to truth. Yes, there's always going to be lies. Yes, there's always going to be liars. But the revolution will not be publicized, but people are getting their heart right, their mind right, and getting restored and renewed in the spirit of their mind. And if they get their mind right and their heart right, then their actions are going to change and start to line up. It's not going to happen overnight. But the more people who spread the truth, even if you don't do a donation, at least send the links out to some audios. It's up there free. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been paying every month and every year for sites, and I've been paying and giving it out for free. I don't even have that site monetized. I've been thinking about trying to figure out how to do it just to help it pay for itself, but I haven't done it yet. It would just be some ads. If I did it, it'd be ads at the bottom, but I haven't done it yet. It's just not even worth the time right now because I got so much going on. But it needs to pay for itself. It's not, but it needs to. But I don't mind. I'm sacrificing for it. That's fine, because it's not even about me. It's really about, the whole thing's about the body of Christ, but it's also about your nation. Don't you want to live in a nation that's free? Don't you want to live in a nation that's not socialism? Don't you want to live in a nation where there's free speech, unhindered? Don't you want to live in a nation where you can defend yourself and own your own property and have property rights? Don't you want to live in a nation where they won't persecute you for whatever religion or whatever belief? I'm not persecuting the witches and the warlocks and the Gnostics. I'm just telling the truth. But I don't go to their channel and mock them and persecute them, because they're not even real. They're just fly by nights. They're not gonna last, because truth will destroy them. If somebody grows in the truth, let's say they're listening to a Gnostic or a witch, eventually it's gonna get old. A witch is even gonna get tired of her own self. And as life, here's what's gonna happen to a witch. Okay, so I already know what's gonna happen to a witch. So here's what happens to a witch. So a witch talks about creating her own reality, right? Which is like a narcissist. And so she's gonna create her own little world with her little flying monkeys. And so then bad stuff's going to start happening, because the universe doesn't support a witch. And so bad stuff's going to happen. So she's going to become more evil and want more followers and narcissistic flying monkeys. So she's going to become more evil, and she's going to try to come up with new devices to pull people in. And it's going to show up in her body. She's going to be bent. She's going to be sick. She's going to start to, it's going to show up in her face. It's going to show up in her joints and her ankles and her, she's going to start to be sickly over time. And so it's going to show up in her body, because she's riding Antichrist in her body. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your belief system is riding in your heart, your mind, and your body for real. Your doctrine is actually, your mind and your doctrine is actually writing into your body, whether you know it or not. Whether you believe me or not, it don't matter. I know it. That's why if you Google witch, all the images of a witch, she's bent and decrepit and bent over. Why? Because she went to the dark side and she tried to survive with the anti-universe. And when you go against the flow of the universe, what happens? The universe hits back. And she's trying to remote view and use the spirit, the demonic spirit realm. She's trying to use the devil's spirit realm to get ahead in the system. Well, I'm going to go do me a reading. I'm going to go do me a... It's going to backfire. She might get caught up with some kind of... higher power witch, but the higher power witch is just using her to get the curse to go onto her. Look, when you try to be somebody else's savior instead of letting them run to Jesus, the curse goes on to you. When you try to be God or Jesus for somebody, curse goes on to you. When you receive the lies of the system, the curse goes on to you. But when you believe the truth and you claim the blood and you stand on what Jesus says, Jesus is here to bless you. The devil's designed to curse you. So everything that the devil does is a curse. Oh, you might get $1 million. You might become a great actor or actress and you might get a lot of money. But what are you doing? You're selling your soul. Though you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what benefit is it? Because you're going to go back to the grave. And the sad part is your children are going to be just like you. Unless they get saved, hopefully they'll watch what happened to you and not follow your path. But think about it. You're going to go back to the grave because you're clay. And so what are you going to do? Paint that clay? You're going to put lipstick on a clay body? You're going to put a suit and tie on a piece of clay, a piece of dirt? It's like putting lipstick on a pig. So you're just a clay body. And you're going to put lipstick on a pig, on a piece of clay? Go out in your front yard, get your water hose, make some mud, and take the mud and make a image of a human, and make it stand up, and put some lipstick on it, and put some hair on it, and see how silly that is. What are you made of? You're made of clay. Minerals, which is rocks. You're a rock creature. You're a clay creature. You got water. There's water in there. What are you? You're just clay and blood and bones, and you think that you can fancy that up when you're just dirt? God is trying to show you. He showed Ezekiel, you're just dirt. You're just a beast, a brute beast without the Holy Spirit. Without the truth, you're just a beast. And your understanding is a beast understanding. There's people smarter than you. Chew on that. Chew the cud on that for a second. Let's ruminate on that. There's people smarter than you. There's people smarter than you. There's people smarter than you are. Ruminate on that. Reflect upon that. Contemplate that. Chew the cud on that. What do you mean, chew the cud? Look it up. Google it. Brood over that. Brood upon that. There's people smarter than you. Cog on that. Cognition. Turn the cogs over in your mind on what I just said. There's people smarter than you. Why do you think you have all the answers? Why do you think you're smarter than everybody else? Why are you not learning from other people? Why don't you learn from Proverbs and Solomon and David and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and Jesus and the Bible? And why don't you learn from the more educated Supreme Court? Why don't you listen to the Supreme Court? They're smarter than you. The forefathers who wrote the Constitution, they're smarter than you. Chew the cud on that. Ruminate on that. Brood on that. Birth that. Cogitate on that. Contemplate that. Reflect on that. Cut the music off. Cut the TV off and reflect on that one topic. There's people that were smarter than you, but that came before you. What did they say about the mathematicians of old? If I can see further than anybody else, it's because I stood on the shoulders of giants. That's what some mathematicians said. If I can see further than Socrates and Plato and the forefathers, because I stood on the shoulders of giants. If you can see deep spiritual truth that nobody else can see, it's because you stood on the shoulders of Jesus, but you can't see higher than Jesus, but you can, for right now, you can have the mind of Christ and you can see higher than your pastor. The there's some smart pastors out there, but why ain't they talking about this stuff? Why ain't they fighting for the union and the republic? Why ain't they fighting for free speech? Why ain't they fighting for the truth? Because they don't want to be persecuted. Because they love money. So what if they take your job and your health, they kill you. If they kill the body, absent from the body, present with the Lord. What are you fighting for? Why are you even here? There's always something to fight for higher than yourself. Nobody wants bad to happen, but why are you here? What? There's got to be something to stand up for and fight for. Free speech, freedom, property rights, right to defend yourself, right to have your own belief system without being persecuted by the government like China, the right to spread the good news of the gospel because God told you to do it, and you ought to have the right to do it. The right to have a peaceful home, the right to put boundaries up in your nation, in your home, in your neighborhood, put a fence up and say, do not pass. The right to build a temple in your home, in your yard, build a space, the right to not yoke up with the unsaved. Why do I want to ride a bus with a bunch of unsaved Yeah, I can give them the gospel, but why do I want to be a part of the uncircumcised Philistines who worship the devil? Most people around you, there's a lot of poor people who worship God that ride the bus. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, why are you wanting to force me into a socialism thing when if I work hard, I can have a situation where I don't have to be rubbing shoulders with the lost? I don't have to yoke up with the lost. If I work hard enough, I don't have to be in union and communion with the unsaved. See, when you commune with the unsaved, you're communing with doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. And if you're communing with doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils with the unsaved, then you're communion with a devil. Because everything out of their mouth is of the world. Why do I want to commune with a devil? I don't. I don't want to hear their cursing. I don't want to hear their poor mouth. I don't want to hear their negativity. I don't want to hear none of it. I don't want to hear their gaslighting, their fake reality, all of them. All unsaved people live in delusion. If you got somebody in your family, if you got somebody in your neighborhood, if you're married to the unsaved, they live in delusions. I don't care who they are, because if you're not saved, you don't have the spirit of truth. They don't know what love is. They don't know what truth is. They don't know what sacrifice is. They don't know what anything is. They're in delusion. I don't care if they got a three-piece suit. I don't care if they're a CEO. I don't care if they're the leader of some kind of whatever, some organization. They are lost and they're hell-bound, and it's all about self and self-worship, and all they care about is me, 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 me. And they put on that show just like the Freemasons. They do a lot of good. Are they really doing good? They're taking people to hell. They build all these buildings and all to deceive the whole nation and take people to hell with them. Are they really doing good? Oh, they're doing good. They help the poor. They help the poor go to hell with false teaching. Yeah. The revolution won't be publicized. And it won't be a physical fight. It's going to be a spiritual fight. If you really want to change your life, start fasting every day. Do a 14-hour fast every day. Eat your three meals, but do a fast 14 hours every day. Make it a spiritual fast, dude. Not just a health fast, but a spiritual fast. And see what happens. Your whole world is going to change. Your whole reality will change. The people around you have to change. The government's going to change. If we had 1,000 people fasting 14 hours every day, you know how many people we'd affect? A lot. Your city, your nation, your state, your family. If you start to fast and pray, because some strongholds cannot be broken without fasting and prayer. And so there's strongholds in your world. If you want to break them, you're going to have to fast. There are strongholds in your bloodline. There are strongholds in your city, your culture. You want to break them? You want to intercede and break a stronghold? Start fasting and believe that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen. I promise you.